have shared that with you here at a glance, because look at what God has done. Isn't that amazing? And here at the Transformation Center, we are part of a larger family. We're a part of the Eagle Worldwide family. And that apostolic prophetic mantle that is upon Eagle Worldwide is upon us. We're part of the family. And God is doing something. Sometimes we can get lost in the smaller vision, but God has a great big vision. He has a worldwide vision, and he has a local vision. And so we want to immerse ourselves in what God is doing and know that he has more for 2025. Amen. He has something greater. Let's give JJ a great big hand. He worked on that video. It was excellent. It was really awesome to show what God has done. Hallelujah. Well, why don't you stand up on your feet with me for just a moment? We're going to pray. We're going to pray that God will speak to your heart, speak to my heart, speak through this vessel. Isn't it amazing that God can use us? He can use us. Hallelujah. Well, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just say, speak to my heart. Say that with me. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Lord, we open up our hearts to you today. Oh, we open up our hearts this morning. We say we want to hear the word of the Lord. We want to hear the word of the Lord. And not only that, we want to conform ourselves to the word of the Lord, and we want to be the word of the Lord in action. So, Father, speak to our hearts this morning. And, Father, I thank you for a brand new beginning, a brand new year. Father, I thank you for fresh hope arising in each and every heart. Lord, fresh fire upon their lives, oh God, a fresh outpouring of your Spirit upon them. And, Father, we just say, here we are, send us. Here I am, send me, Lord, send me to be your message today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can have a seat. God is going to speak to your heart this morning. Thank you, Jesus. And we want to say thank you, too, because we also have a Spanish translation provided, I believe. Is it on this morning? I got earphones on there. No, okay. Well, we're working on that. We typically every Sunday do have Spanish translation, and we're working on mobilizing for the nations. Amen? Because we want to be those that offer the word of the Lord in many languages. Hallelujah. Haggai 2:9. I want you to turn there for just a moment. In your Bibles, you can look on the screen. This word was sent to me last night from Joyce. She wasn't able to be here this morning, but she was interceding for us. She had another event that was going on. She was interceding for us, and this is the word that the Lord gave her. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. And there is a new, say that with me, new wind, a new thing, say that with me, a new thing is springing forward, away in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's Isaiah 43:19. And you know, we had our young people up here with worship moves a couple of weeks ago. Wasn't that outstanding? They came up here and did a new thing coming. Yes, it was. It was outstanding. They also performed it for our New Year's Eve service. And I'm telling you, it was more than a song. It was prophetic. It was a prophecy, a new thing coming. And I want to prophesy that over your life today, even as we begin to speak over 2025. I want to say there's a new thing coming in you. And I want you to get a hold of that this morning. But first of all, one thing that I need you to know is that you are not a spectator. You're a participator. Are you with me this morning? So whenever you have a message that is coming out, what you need to do is wrap your heart around it, wrap your spirit around it, and then you have to take it and you have to contend with it. And I want to begin to see the shift in you that you're a contender, because that's what the Lord was speaking to me this morning, a culture of contending. We have to contend for this latter glory. We have to be ones that desire it, that want it, that are crying out for it, that are asking for it, that are praying for it, that are believing for it, that are declaring it, that are releasing it. And so first of all, I want to ask you this morning, do you want to see the greater glory of God in your life? Do you want to see the greater glory of God in your life? Do you believe there is a greater glory? You see, we have to get to the point where we believe there is a greater glory that God wants to release in me and through me and around me, especially through me. But he can't release it through me unless he gets it to me. And I have to be that vessel that is prepared. You know, when the worship team, when they get up here and they lead us in worship, they're leading us in worship, but they're also contending. They're contending for the atmosphere. Now, sometimes it can be tough in here, y'all. Are you hearing me? Not every week. The spiritual forces around about us are contending for your marriage. They're contending for your kids. The culture around us is contending. It's contending for our mind. It's contending for our ideology. What are you contending for or with? You got to be contending. So when you come in here, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not trying to beat you over the head about worship. I'm using it as an example because we have to be contenders no matter where God puts us, especially in our own homes. I remember I was talking to Pastor Alex, and I said, you know, we need to contend for our atmosphere in our home. I went into my office, and he had been in there before me. And I go in there, and he's got, you know, something playing on YouTube. Guess what it is? Cindy Trim, the Atomic Warfare Prayer. That's what I walked to in my office this morning. I had to turn it down a little bit so I could think. But we're contending for atmospheres. We're contending for our home. We're contending for our kids. We're contending for our neighborhood. When you come into church, you, as the church, as the body, as the army, you are contending for what God wants to release and do in that atmosphere in you, in your neighbor, in your family, in your kids. Teach your kids. They need to be in church. Not just to sit there, but to learn, to be equipped, to become who they're called to be. Church attendance is not something that should be optional in our mindset. Why? Because it's culture. It's me being put in a kingdom culture so I can live kingdom, understand kingdom, internalize kingdom so I can go out there and be the kingdom. If you don't come in here and you don't get equipped, how can you do what you're called to do out there? And more than that, you will get beat up and eaten up by the enemy because you're not being strengthened. You're not being equipped. You're not being challenged. You're not being changed. Don't forsake the assembling of the gathering. And why would you teach your kids it's okay to sleep in? No, it's not okay to sleep in. It's not okay to stay up late and, oh, yeah, you don't have to go to church. Are you kidding? Do you make them go to school? You better make them go to church, or they will never want to go to church when they're adults. And if they don't want to go to church now, you need to teach them why. And then we need to be those that engage them in church Worship moves. Are you kidding me? Those kids were prophesying over themselves. They were prophesying revival. They were prophesying a new thing coming. They were prophesying that they could see a cloud. I remember Chris came out of practice and he goes, "Pastor Patty, God is really going to send revival." I said, "Yes, he is." Because they were getting it down on the inside of them. Where are you? Are you missing? Are you here? Are you showing up? Are you on time? Now, usually I'm on time. I wasn't this morning because I was preparing for my message. When you come in this atmosphere, are you contending? Or are you letting me, Pastor Alex, and the worship team do all your contending for you? We can't contend for you when you walk out those doors. Come on, come on, come on. You got to learn to be a contender in here for your atmosphere so you can go out there and be the change. I have got to learn how to contend for myself. When I go to my prayer room, are you kidding? The enemy's beating my brains in, saying, "You're not this. You can't do that. You're not that. What about that? That was a failure." In prayer? Sure, in prayer. Because the battle is in our minds. And we have to begin to take the authority. In the Greek, that word that's translated authority is also translated power. We have to begin to take the authority and the power. You have to begin to do it in here so that you can do it out there and be the change that God has called you to be. Contend. Contend, 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 contend. You have to contend over your mind. This is our battlefield. But see, when we step into church, sometimes we have this thing, well, I'm gonna spectate. I'm gonna participate a little bit. I might stand up a little bit. Or are you kidding me? Come on, get in with your whole heart. Get in with everything that is in you and say, "I am going to contend for this atmosphere. I'm going to contend for what God wants to release. I'm going to contend and worship." We have got to teach ourselves, our children, our neighbors, everyone around us, and most of all, ourselves. We have got to teach ourselves. We can't just hear about these principles. We have got to do them. We have got to live them. Or we are going to be ineffective. What does the word say about salt that is not salty, that's lost its flavor? It's good for nothing. It doesn't preserve. The church, in many cases, we are not the preservative that we are called to be in culture. Why? Because we look just like everybody else. Are you kidding me? I got to be different. And I've got to contend. Shake yourself this year. And say, am I a contender? Am I complacent or am I a contender? Shake yourself, because what God is doing is he is creating a culture of contending. What are we contending for? The greater glory. We're contending for that next level of maturity in us. We are contending for what God wants to do. We are contending for change. Does anybody want to see Canada changed? Come on. Does anybody want to see Canada released into her destiny? I do. Well, Canada is changed through me and you. And God working through us. He chooses to work cooperatively through us. He says, "You go and make disciples." Did he say, "I'm going to go and make disciples out of everybody? Just through my spirit, I'm just going to blow it down." No, he didn't say that. He says, "You, Pastor Anne Marie, you go make disciples. Vicky, you go make disciples. You go make disciples. Iris, you go make disciples." Where are you in your disciple making? I believe that God is equipping us in this season to, one, become better disciples. You cannot make disciples unless you are being discipled. So God is speaking to us about how we can better disciple you, equip you, empower you. I'm trying to teach you to contend. Because if you don't contend, you are not going to step in to that kingdom-taking territory mentality that you need to have to be everything that God has called you to. You need to contend for your peace, your joy. You need to contend for love. Ask anybody that's married. Sure, I got to contend that I would be loving. I don't just wake up and I'm always loving. I know that's hard to believe. I have to contend to demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. And how do I do that? Because I have to contend to get in the Spirit. I have to contend to get in the Spirit. I have to contend to live in the Spirit. I have to contend for the greater glory. But one of the things we have to do is to learn to be dissatisfied with the status quo. And if you come in and you say, oh yeah, it's just another service, JJ, he sings so nice. Are you kidding me? It's not about JJ singing and how he sings. It's about you being mobilized to worship and release the glory of God. I'm sorry, the sound people going up and down. It's about you worshiping, you coming in to the presence of God, you. It's not about what everybody's doing here just to be something that you observe. How am I going to take what happened today and how am I going to take that, massage it, get it in my heart, contend with it? And that's why we're putting every one of the prophetic words that was released for 2025. They're going on the website, the Facebook. And you can take those and you can print them out. You can read them. We're going to have some of them here on Thursday nights in Gap. And last year, the Lord was teaching me this. I took my prophetic word for the year and a bunch of other people's, and I began to read it and pray through it and take it as a sword and contend with it all year long. Before, I kind of put it on the shelf and said, okay, well, we'll just see what part of that comes true. No, that is not what I did this past year. I took that and I prayed it and I prayed it and I prayed it, and then I began to take every one of my prophetic words, and I actually started this a number of years ago, but they're printed out in a notebook by our prayer couch that we have in our prayer room, and sometimes I just take that notebook out. I'm telling you, when the enemy is bombarding my thoughts, when he's coming against me and he's pummeling me, is this just me or does anybody else get pummeled in here? Anybody else? And I'm telling you, sometimes I get that notebook out and I begin to get that prophetic word and I say, oh no, this is what the Lord says. And I begin to declare it. And the same with the word of God. The same, of course, with the Bible. It's our sword. We have to begin to declare it. How much are you contending? There's a greater level for you. There's a greater level for you. Say that. There's a greater level for me of contending. Is it your habit to contend? That's what I want to ask you. Is it your habit to contend? Maybe you're like me and you might say, well, I don't really like that. That's not my personality. Anybody? That was me. I'd say, I don't really like that. That's really not my personality. I'm looking for the right scripture. Hold on. But Jesus, it said he would draw a way to pray in Luke 22. Let's go there. Luke 22, verse 39. He came out and went. Now listen to these four words. Are you with me? If you're with me, raise your hand in this place. All right, I'm looking. As was his habit. Say that with me. As was his habit. Now this version says, as he was accustomed. But I want you to get this in the Amplified Bible version. He came out and went as was his habit. Are you getting it? To the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. Okay, now what did I say that we were supposed to be this year? Disciples. And we are being discipled, and we are discipling, okay? Those around us. And what did the disciples followed him as was his habit. What do we need to be doing? Following Jesus and his habit needs to become my habit. And what did he do? It says, when he arrived at the place Gethsemane, he said to them, pray continually that you may not fall into temptation. Oh my God, if that is anything that we need to teach our young people today. Pray continually that you will not fall into temptation. Temptation is all around. But what was his habit? His habit was to pray. His habit was to pray. What is contending? One of the ways we contend is we pray. We pray, Lord, teach my hands to war. Lord, make me a contender for that greater glory. And this is going to be my habit. What is it going to be? My habit to go and pray. Start where you are. If it's 5 minutes, if it's 10 minutes, if it's 15 minutes. I remember there was a time where I didn't used to really like to pray. I liked to work. So I would try to pray, and I would think about all the things that I needed to do to work. I was a much better Martha than I was a Mary, I'll be honest. And I would go to pray, and all I could do was think about my things that I had to do. But the Lord began to teach me. He goes, I'm going to teach you to love to pray. I'm going to teach you to love to pray. Because when you pray, you're with me. And when you pray, you come into my presence. And when you come into my presence, you encounter my glory. And when you encounter my glory, you're changed. So don't even worry about your list. Just come in to be with me and see how when you come and be with me, how I change you because of my presence. But in the midst of that, he taught me how to contend. Because I was contending. I was contending, but I was contending in the flesh. And how many of you know that the arm of the flesh is pretty short? And there are things that you want to see in your 2025, and you tried everything you knew how to do in 2024, and it didn't work, did it? Because the arm of the flesh is weak. But the arm of the Spirit is strong. Hallelujah. And he is empowering us to contend in the Spirit. Does it require effort? Yes. Does it require energy? Yes. Did you give effort and energy when you were contending in the flesh? You did. But all that leads to is frustration and burnout and works that are going to be tried by fire, and they're not successful. The Lord says, I want to teach you a new way in 2025. As was whose habit? As was Jesus's habit. He drew a way to pray. And you say, well, I want to see this change. Get in his presence. Begin to cry out to him. Begin to ask him, show me how to contend. And he said in there, he said, pray that you will not enter into temptation. Now, if Jesus said that to his disciples, and these are men that walked in the flesh with him, they had Jesus with them. Now we have the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in us. He is indwelling. He is giving grace. He is causing us to be empowered. But we have the Holy Spirit right with us. So we can say, Holy Spirit, I'm drawing upon that power that I'm going to be changed and I'm going to go from glory to glory, and that this thing, whatever it is, as we were saying this morning, we're going to be catapulted out of that. And we're going to begin to use our weapons of warfare so that we can be overcomers. Because that's what God said about this year. Dr. Russ said, this is a year of what? Victory! Hallelujah! And God is equipping us as men and women of God, as young people in God. It doesn't matter what our ages are. We can learn to walk and flow in the Spirit, but we have to be taught and we have to be teachable. I can only teach you as much as you want to be taught. If you don't come to Gap, you don't come to Gap. I can beg you, I can plead, I can give you an opportunity, but it's up to you to exercise. And if you don't have the desire, but you know you should have the desire, then you begin to cry out to God about it and say, God, I want to pray. I want to be a contender. I want to have the glory released in a new way in my life, but I'm not quite there yet. Change my desires. And you begin feeding yourself what will cultivate change. You have to feed yourself the word of God. You have to. I had a day yesterday where I was really just spending time in the presence of the Lord, but also just reading and getting and grabbing these nuggets that were so good, that were just impacting me, my life, my heart. We need to be people where we desire to get in the word more than we are right now. Can you imagine if we just lived on Twinkies and hot chocolate, Nathan? Anybody else love hot chocolate around here? We cannot live on Twinkies and hot chocolate. We have got to get our meat and our vegetables. We want to be strong and have muscles. Have you ever been around someone that is a weightlifter? They pack the protein in, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like all kinds of eggs and cheese and good stuff and spinach. And they really pack in the protein. If you have a Twinkie spiritual life, you're going to be flaky. And there won't be much substance to you. You've got to ask the Lord to cultivate an appetite for the word, because that is what is going to facilitate change in your heart and in your life. Now, he said, and he came out as was his habit. I want to ask you, what are your habits? I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions. And I'm not talking about, well, let's just change our habits because it's January and it's 2025. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something way deeper. I'm talking about a spiritual pursuit that is a contending, where you are positioning yourself to contend for what God has for you and in you. It cannot be done in any other way except by a decision to change your daily pursuit, your daily habit of your pursuit, your daily intentional, relational pursuit of God. There's no other way. There is no other way. It's got to be this thing, me and God. Where am I? Where am I with Him? It is not about how many times you come into a service or how many jobs you have or if you're on the worship team or the media team or the prayer team. You can be on every team. Your name can be there every day on the list. But did you spend time with Jesus? Did you contend for relationship with Him? But do you need to be there? Yes, you need to be here. Because if you're not here being challenged and equipped and matured, you certainly are not going to be able to contend out there on your own. You need to be here. You need to be equipped. You need to be empowered. And you need to be inviting other people. Do you want to see the glory of God released in their life? Come. Come to the Transformation Center. Come to Coffee House. Come to the Kingsway. Come to our special meetings when we have Pastor Daniel. I'm not saying don't come and don't volunteer. You need to be. I want you to be, because in this atmosphere, you are changed from glory to glory. But I know that there is a power that comes from personal encounter that is facilitated in this place. So what we are doing is challenging you. Have your own personal encounter with God. And when you come here, contend that each and every one of us would have our own personal encounter in the corporate setting, that others would come in. And you know what? I've had people say, I came right through that door and I felt the presence of God. Why? Because you contended. Because you contended. Because you contended. Somebody else that didn't know how to contend, when they came in the building, the moment that they set foot in here, they felt the presence of God because you contended. I remember my sister here, she gave her testimony that when she started coming, she lived in the building behind us. When she started coming to this church, what happened, Lizette? Depression started falling off of her. Hallelujah! That means somebody that was living in the building behind us came into this building and they encountered the kingdom of heaven because somebody contended. That was you. You helped facilitate her atmosphere being changed. And it's not just in the building, it's out of the building. When we go out of this building, we have the presence and the power and the Spirit of God. So I can say, hey, you don't have to be there anymore. God can touch you. God can change you. God can heal you. God can deliver you. Let me pray for you right now. And the so many times it's happened and they say, oh, I feel different. Oh, what's that feeling I have? That's the presence and the power of God working and operating and mobilized through you. Say contend. Contend. We're contending for the greater glory. And you know what? We're in a season of contending right now. We call the 21-day fast with Eagle Worldwide, as we always do, because we want to take the first of the year and we want to contend for what God has for us this year. So I want to challenge you. Maybe you've never fasted before. Maybe you want to just take one meal and say, okay, I'm not going to eat lunch. I'm going to go in my office or go at home and pray. Or maybe I'm going to take one food group and I'm not going to eat this food group. Whatever it is, maybe it's one day. I'm not saying you have to do the whole 21 days perfectly. I don't do it perfectly. I try my best. But what I'm doing is saying, okay, I'm going to put myself in a lower position. I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to say, God, I'm turning to you. As a sign of that, I'm going to give this thing up, or I'm going to consecrate this meal, or I'm going to say no to this. Why? Why? Well, let me read this scripture to you. Let's turn to Mark 9:29. It says, this kind cannot come out except by prayer and fasting. And Matthew 17:21, but this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. That kind of spirit comes out only if you use prayer and fasting. That's the amplified version. There are situations that we face that prayer is not enough. That's what the Bible says. It says prayer and fasting. And so we, in the midst of this situation, prayer is also seen as humbling yourself. In the Old Testament, when they fasted, they would put on the sackcloth. They even made their animals fast. They would put the sackcloth on the animals, and they wouldn't give them food or water for a certain period of time. I told Simon, he is our cat, I said, Simon, are you going to fast with us? as he was crying for milk. I have to say, I didn't make the cat fast. But they were serious about it. They were humbling themselves. Now, in the word, it does say, it talks about a true fast. In other words, God doesn't want us to go through a ritual of just not eating, where we don't draw our hearts to him, or we don't actually pray, because what does it matter then? He wants us to do a true fast where we draw our hearts to him. Yes, maybe we alter some of our eating patterns, or what we are eating, when we are eating. But the point is to draw away to him. And some of us have some this kind of situations in our life, don't we? Do we want to see those broken in 2025? I don't know how many of you, but I can guarantee most of us have at least one of this kind situation. And you know what I mean. This kind requires prayer and fasting. And you know what? I used to be one that I didn't like fasting at all. And then the Lord gave me more grace. How many of you know there's more grace? Oh, Jesus. There's more grace. More grace to fast. And you know, I'm going to give you a couple of practical little tips. One easy way to start fasting is to just push lunch later. Your first meal of the day. Push your breakfast, maybe push it till 11, and then maybe push it till 12. And just keep pushing it a little bit longer, a little bit longer. And I got to the point where, okay, I can fast all day and just eat dinner. And so I started with just fasting, you know, pushing breakfast a little bit later until it went into lunch, then press lunch a little bit later till it goes into dinner. But intentionally taking the time to lift my spirit up, because I know we're working or we're busy, take a few moments. Say, Lord, speak to me. I'm doing this. I'm consecrating myself to you. Take your lunch time that you would normally have, your half an hour. Take your Bible. Get your pen out. And you know what I experienced? The clarity of hearing the Lord. It was different. There was a noticeable difference. And so I remember this one day I had, the Lord called me to do a 10-day fast. And what I did was I did intermittent fasting. I didn't do a complete fast, but for certain hours of the day I fasted. And that particular fast, I was only eating dinner. And then I wouldn't eat anything after dinner, unless I messed up, because occasionally I do. You don't have to be perfect when you fast. It's about your heart, just turning your heart towards the Lord. That's the point. Turning your heart towards the Lord and say, I need you. I need help. I need your power. I need your grace. I need your equipping. And so I think I'm lost within a story. Oh, he had called me to this 10-day, and I remember this one specific time where I was just hearing him so clearly, and I wrote down some things. Well, the next day, I believe my fast was over, and it was time to eat. And so, you know, I went ahead and I ate lunch and whatever. But that day, there was a lot of stress and a lot of turmoil and a lot of warfare. And I was really fighting to hear, you know. And I said, oh, that was so nice yesterday. That was so nice when I was fasting. I thought the eating was going to be so good. But I'm telling you, the eating of the fellowship and the listening can way outweigh the food. You know what I'm saying? But it's about our hearts, and it's about positioning, and it's about listening. And of course, the Bible talks about a true fast is where we unloose the bondages of wickedness that are around about others. And I want to tell you some things that are going to begin to happen, even in 2025. God is going to use us to untie the bands of wickedness that have been around those that are around about us. Because we're going to be so on fire and we're going to be contending that no longer are we going to be just so busy contending for ourselves. We're going to have gotten the breakthrough to such a point that our eyes and our hearts and our minds, the compassion of God, we're no longer contending for ourselves. We're contending for that one that we see in bondage. Are you hearing me? God is going to bring you to such a level of victory and breakthrough yourself personally that you're going to begin to contend for others in a new way, to contend for their salvation, to contend for their sight, to contend for their healing. God wants to use you in that way. But first, you got to contend for yourself. Amen. But there's a new thing coming. Say that. There's a new thing coming. Hallelujah. There's a new thing coming. Oh, hallelujah. And we need each other. We cannot do this on our own. Acts 2, 42 through 43 says this, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. We need each other. Look, you don't see somebody here and you miss them for a few weeks, reach out to them. Say, how are you? Where are you? Can I pray for you? What are you going through? Can I help you? Do you need a ride or do you need some help? Do you need some prayer? It says, then fear came upon every soul and many wonders and signs were done. Don't you know that we're coming into a new season of signs and wonders? Why? Because we're contending for it. When we get into the word, that's contending. When we believe, yeah, not just, you know, some great evangelist person can pray for you. No, I can pray for you. You can pray for you and you can be healed. This is the ministry of the saints, which means me, which means you. Any one of us, you contend for that greater level of seeing the kingdom of God released through your life. You pray for your neighbor. You lay hands on your neighbor. You talk to your neighbor. You release the light and the presence and the power of God. And you see what happens. But God is going to move you to a place where that is your desire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read the first verse of this song because our young people were up here and they were prophesying. And this is what they said. They said, there is revival right here and now. There is a fresh wind and I can hear the sound. Something truly wonderful is happening and there's a difference inside of me. More than a feeling, this is a prophecy. Something really powerful is happening. That was a prophetic word that our young people released through a song. But I want you to begin to sing that over yourself. There's a new thing coming. Revival is here and now inside of me because revival is a personal thing. Is it a corporate thing? Yes. Is it a city thing? Yes. I believe it's going to be something that's going to be sweeping the nations of the world. And we have heard over and over and over and over again. Sometimes we've heard it so much that we become passive. But I'm telling you, it's not going to happen if we're passive. We have to be contenders. It doesn't just happen. We facilitate it happening as we work with the power of the Holy Spirit and respond to his cry. Are you hearing the sound this morning? Do you hear the sound? Do you hear the invitation? I want to challenge you, be a contender. Contend for the greater glory. Contend what he has for you personally, what he has for you in your prayer closet yourself. What he has for your family. Challenge your kids. Teach your kids. Are they backslidden? Get in their face. Pray for them. Teach them. My question for you this morning is, are you content? Are you satisfied? or are you a contender? I want to switch out of being from content to a contender. Where are you? Where are you? Stand up on your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let's pray in this place this morning. Let's contend. Let's respond to that message. Jesus. Father, I'm asking and I'm declaring that you are releasing a new anointing over your people, oh God, that they are stepping into a place of contending like they never have before, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Is JJ here? I'm looking for him. I just want to ask you this morning, are you ready to contend? Are you ready to contend this year? Are you ready to contend personally? Are you ready to contend corporately? Are you ready to contend? You know, a great place to start is just saying, Lord, wash me. Lord, cleanse me. Forgive me for any way I've been contending for the wrong things. Father, forgive me for any way I have been distracted. Father, forgive me for any way that I haven't been contending. That's a great way to start. Forgive me, Lord. Father, forgive me where I've been entangled in every yoke of bondage. Set me free. Set me free. And Lord, I want to be a heavy, weak contender for your glory. Jesus. You know, sometimes we just want somebody to come along and prophesy to us a greater year, a greater breakthrough, a greater glory. But what I'm hearing the Lord say this morning is that I want to release the word straight to your heart. I want to give the word right to your heart. I want my word to land right on your heart. Because today is a new day, and there's a new way, and there's a greater glory that's coming your way. If you're here in this place and you just want to give your yes to Jesus, and you want to say, yes, I am going to contend by the grace of God, not by my own strength, not by my own power, but I'm putting my will on it. I'm saying yes. And Lord, I need you to put your grace on me. And I'm fighting, I'm contending for what you have for me in this place, what you have for me in my life and my call. Oh, if that's you, I want you to make your way here this morning. And I'm believing as you give the Lord your yes and you make your way up, as you give him your will, that he's giving you a fresh dose of grace, a fresh dose of power, a fresh dose of the anointing to contend, a fresh hunger is going to be released over you, a fresh desire for revival. Oh, a fresh desire for something new coming. Are you ready to give the Lord your yes this morning? Do you want to be a contender? Shoo! Do you want to be a contender for the glory of God? Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Intercessors, just start praying right now. I believe the Lord is calling more of you. More of you, more of you to be contenders. Many of the ones who are standing up here, they're already contending. What about you? What about you? What about you? I just hear the Lord saying a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost. Oh, fresh, 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 Lord, fresh, 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 fresh. Oh, fresh, Lord, fresh, 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 fresh grace. If you're here in the room and you want a fresh grace for fasting, just wave your hand at me. That's you, a fresh grace for fasting. Wave your hand, wave your hand. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm declaring a fresh grace for fasting, God. Oh, that you would give them a desire to fast, a fresh grace for fasting. Even if it's just one meal a day or one food group that you're asking them to remove, Lord, a fresh grace for fasting. Let it come upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm declaring right now, Father, even as they have put their will and they've said, yes, I desire to contend, Lord, that you're coming and you're coming with a fresh grace upon every one of them. And Lord, that you're coming with a fresh empowerment, a fresh strength, a fresh presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, you're coming upon them with a fresh strength. Fresh grace. And Lord, I thank you for that word, as was his habit. Lord, that in this new year, you're giving us the grace to form different habits that are conforming us to your image. And Lord, it's coming afresh. It's coming afresh. It's coming afresh. Fresh grace, fresh strength, fresh power, fresh anointing. Oh, an anointing that breaks yokes. I hear the Lord say that there is a calling upon your life, brother, to intercede. There's a calling upon your life. Even for deliverance ministry and intercession, the Lord says, step into it this year. Step into it this year. Step into it this year in a new way. Oh, step into it. There's a fresh grace. Oh, there's a fresh grace. Oh, Koshi, I'm just going to come by and lay my hand on you quickly. A fresh grace, a fresh grace, a fresh strength, a fresh empowerment. Fresh grace, fresh strength, fresh empowerment, fresh hunger. Oh, come upon them, oh God, with something fresh, something fresh, something fresh, something fresh, something fresh. Fresh grace, fresh strength, fresh empowerment, oh God. Oh, the word of the Lord come. Come upon them, Lord. Come upon them. Come upon them. Oh, let them not be distracted or taken off course, but a fresh grace. Just receive that this morning. There's a fresh grace. 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 There's a fresh grace and empowerment. Oh, a fresh grace. A fresh grace. A fresh grace. Empowerment from the Holy Ghost. Empowerment from the Holy Ghost. Empowerment from the Holy Ghost. Oh, kora biki araba karabason doroboko. Iriri araba karabason doroboko. Orerere araba ka. Erere arabason doroboko. Iriri arabason doroboko. And I hear the Lord saying, think it not strange that the attack come so heavily in the mind. But the Lord says, I've made you a machine gun, and it's for a purpose, and it's to mow down the enemy. And the Lord says, just begin to use the machine gun. He says, when the assault comes and it's on your mind, just begin to use the machine gun. And he says, you're going to see that the oppression is going to lift. The victory is coming because I've made you a machine gun and a mouthpiece for my glory, says the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, a fresh grace, a fresh strength, a fresh empowerment, oh God. Oh, a fresh, fresh, fresh impartation to run, to run, to run, to run, to run. Fresh strength. Oh, koshikiara basundo bokore bekiara basidere baka. And the Lord says, I'm rewarding your faithfulness. He says, I see every way that you run after me. I see every way that you have been faithful to run and to run, to run. And the Lord says, you've accepted even that call for endurance. You've accepted even that call for the marathon. And the Lord says, I've seen your faithfulness. And he says, I have the crowns. I have the crowns. The crowns are waiting. He says, but even while you're running, you're being crowned with my glory and with my victory and with my fresh strength. Fresh strength, fresh strength, fresh grace, Lord, fresh grace to step into everything that you've called her to do, Lord, fresh strength, fresh grace. Oh, that call of the intercessor upon your life, says the Lord. That's even why the dreams have come, but you got to step into a greater place of even discipleship and mentorship, even in the spiritual thing, says the Lord, because it's going to take your gifting to a new level. It's time to take it to a new level, but you have to contend, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you are a contender. You are a contender, even in your worship. You're a contender. And he says, know that I see that even when the atmosphere is heavy, that you are one that causes it to part and to split, because you are a contender, says the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Kurebekiarabase, a new level, Lord, a new level of contending by your grace, through your power, through your spirit, oh God, that she would be victorious. That's a word for you, the Lord says. Oh, that's a word for you. That's a word for you. Victory, victory, victorious. Oh, Kurebekiarabasondorobokuriririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririririri us. Denise the Victorious. It's like he's changing your name. He said, you've seen Denise, but you've seen Denise not as victorious. But he said, begin to declare over yourself, Denise the Victorious. Denise the Victorious. Denise the Victorious. Because this is your year of victory, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord says there's a special gift of evangelism that's even on your life. And he says you have that love that goes after the one. And he says, I'm going to show you how to impart it even to others, says the Lord. Because you have that love that goes after the one, after the one, after the one. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord, for grace for the race. Oh, Father, I thank you for a fresh anointing, God, a fresh anointing. Lord, I thank you for the anointing that breaks bondages. Father, I thank you that bondages are being broken in 2025. Oh, I thank you, oh God, Lord, that she has your mantle, God, your mantle, the mantle of the intercessor, God, that she has it. Woo! And Lord, that she's flinging it. She's flinging that sling, oh God, and she's releasing it this year. And there's power in it, power in it. Mark came up and he showed me a picture and he showed me how long those slings were. He said they were 5 feet. Oh, and the Lord says you have a long sling and a long swing. And he says it's going to be far reaching and impactful. And he says it's a destiny changing anointing. Just keep slinging those prophetic words. Keep slinging them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You see, there's a multi-generational anointing that God is releasing right now. from the grandparents, the great-grandparents, to the grandbabies. Oh, it's multi-generational. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, empowerment. Grace, 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 grace for the race, oh God. 2025, a year of empowerment, a year of empowerment, a year of empowerment, a year of empowerment, oh God. Just grace, grace, grace. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for the fresh yes that they've given. Father, I thank you that you're doing something new. Father, I thank you that you're reviving them. Father, I thank you that there is a fresh commitment, a fresh fire. Oh, and Father, I thank you for the new realms that are coming, Lord, the new realms of discipleship. The Lord says, I see your yes, and he says, I'm going to meet you. I'm going to meet you in that place of yes. He says, just get ready. He says, because when the pupil is ready, the teacher will appear. He says, just get ready, and just keep giving your yes and your best, because this year is going to be blessed. It's going to be blessed. It's going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for my brother. Oh, Father, I thank you for fresh empowerment. I thank you for fresh grace. I thank you for fresh strength. I thank you for a new measure of your glory, oh God, being released over my brother. Oh, the Lord says, I've heard your cry. The Lord says, I've heard your request. He says, I've heard that which has even been in your belly as an urgency. And the Lord says, I'm releasing even that which you have cried out for. And the Lord says, I'm making a contender out of you. I'm making a fighter out of you. But you say, Lord, it's been a long time. It's been a rough haul. And he goes, just keep fighting. Just keep fighting. Just keep fighting. My grace is with you. My breakthrough is with you. Oh, and I see you, and I see you boxing, and I see you giving those hooks, hooks, hooks. And the Lord says, just keep going. Just keep going, because I'm filling you with a fresh fight and a fresh power and a fresh anointing and a fresh desire. And that which you're contending for, even for your family, you shall have it, says the Lord. You shall have it. You shall have it. You shall have it. You shall have it, says the Lord. Lord, I thank you for fresh grace. Oh, fresh grace, fresh grace, fresh grace, oh God, fresh grace. Fresh empowerment, Lord. And Father, I thank you for fresh strength. Oh, I'm just going to pray over those online right now. I'm going to release you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I bless those who are watching. Father, I thank you that you're giving them fresh grace. You're giving them fresh strength. Lord, I thank you that they are contenders. Father, I thank you the greater glory is coming in 2025. Father, I thank you that you are even releasing that slingshot, Father, and that you are propelling them into a place of victory. And so I declare it over them, oh God, that you're taking them to a new place, a new level in 2025, in Jesus' name. And Lord, there's a fresh empowerment for fasting. There's a fresh empowerment to hear the word of the Lord. There's a fresh empowerment of grace as they humble themselves before you. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for joining us online. I'm just going to keep praying for you guys, but I'm going to release those that are watching. God bless you.